But for formalities, the Democratic primary season is over. After Super Tuesday, one viable candidate is left standing, and that's John Kerry. His only real rival, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, threw his support to Kerry today.
John Kerry has what it takes right here to be president of the United States, and I, for one, intend to do everything in my power to make him the next president of the United States. And I ask you to join me in this cause for our country, for our America.
So now it is Kerry versus Bush. And joining us to talk about the political contest just ended and the one that's just beginning are our guest political commentators, David Brooks of the New York Times and E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and Georgetown University. Welcome once again to both of you.
Thank you.
Be back.
Senator Kerry came through a number of primaries, won nearly all of them. David Brooks, does that mean that he is a tested candidate who is ready for the big time?
No. He's about the least tested nominee, I think, in 20 or 30 years. Because he really he disappeared while the Howard Dean moment came and passed and really got very little scrutiny except for the Boston Globe. And then he had his moment from Iowa till now, which is, several weeks, but there was no candidate who ran hard against him. So here's a guy with four times listed the most liberal senator. No one's attacked him on this. No one's attacked him on the votes for all these weapon systems that he voted against. No one's even attacked him on a lot of the personal qualities of his life, his family homes, his yacht, his wife, who's a very unorthodox person who I happen to have a soft spot for. But all of these things should have been tested in the primary season. And he's going to go out as the most untested nominee.
But there was a fairly conservative Democrat in the field, Joe Lieberman, at the beginning. He just didn't last very long.
Right. And
he
Joe Lieberman
conservative positions,
directed all his desired Howard Dean because that was the focus of scrutiny for all this time. And Dean can fairly say the whole media, all the candidates attacked me, attacked me, attacked me. What about this other guy?
E.J. Dionne, what do you think about this? John Kerry, in David Brooks's view, really hasn't been tested yet.
I think it depends on what the meaning of the word tested is. I mean, in one sense, he's very much been tested because he came in as the front runner a year ago. Then his campaign ran into all kinds of difficulty, and he actually managed to come out of that difficulty, reorganize his campaign, and win the nomination. That's being tested. I think, secondly, at least in the first round of attacks from President Bush and his campaign, Kerry pushed them back pretty effectively. He even moved the debate over defense again to a debate over President Bush's Vietnam service. And Kerry has gone through some very tough campaigns in the past. Now, I think David gave us a good catalog of the kind of criticisms Republicans are going to level against him. But I think that the Boston Globe and some other news organizations have given him a going over. And I think they are more ready, frankly, than I would have expected to take on a campaign of this sort.
But in a way, for us to regard John Kerry as a candidate who has gone into political battle and after much difficulty emerged victorious, you have to, in a way, regard Senator Edwards as having been a formidable opponent. Those who say he's a great campaigner, he's tremendous empathy, would say, well, Kerry bested him. And be impressed with that. Those who would notice, well, he never won anything except for South Carolina, would say, well, where was the opposition?
Well, first on Edwards, I've been thinking about candidates who managed to win by losing. Ronald Reagan lost in 76 mm-hmm. and emerged as the nominee and president. John F. Kennedy lost that famous fight back in 1956
for vice president.
Yeah. And then Tom Dewey, probably a name John Edwards doesn't want to associate with, lost in 1940 and was twice nominated by the Republicans. So I think Edwards proved himself a strong candidate. What he did not do, and here's where I agree with David, he ran as somebody who wanted to be positive, who didn't want to go on the attack, so he didn't yet toughen up Kerry for what is going to come from George Bush. But Bill Weld, the governor of Massachusetts, who ran against Kerry for the Senate, ran a very smart and tough campaign against him. So at the very least, we know Kerry knows how to deal back with a tough campaign.
A campaign that John Kerry appeared to be trailing in until the end, and then he pulled it out.
Right. It was in the last couple of weeks.
Well, David Brooks, what can Senator John Kerry, what can all of us look forward to now in the way of a campaign and what he'll be dealing with from the Bush campaign?
Well, there are two basic thrusts. The one is that he's quite liberal. He's a liberal from Massachusetts, and he has this record. The second is the flip-flops, which is so far what the Bush administration seems to focus on, that he was for and against the war, for and against gay marriage, for and against NAFTA. But there are some crucial things. I think, first of all, the bond with the American people. This genuinely is a question to me. He's someone who has lived his life in the upper crust, has homes in Georgetown and in fancy neighborhoods around the country. Will the American people bond with him? To me, that's an open question. Second, and really this was the job of the Democratic candidates to challenge him on. He's been in the Senate all this time. He has three minor pieces of legislation attached to his name, two of which have to do with marine research. You know, somebody has to ask, why didn't he accomplish more?
Well, he says he was involved in Senate investigations.
Right.
That was more
I'm not saying there are not answers to this. I'm just saying I just don't think he has been through it. And so, you know, he's faced a Massachusetts electorate, which is just a very different world than he's about to face.
I'm curious what you think about this, EJ. When somebody comes through a primary season, and those of us who follow these things, you guys who follow it for a living and for a vocation as well, you're drenched in it, you know John Kerry pretty well. What do you think the public knows at this point about him? That is, when you walk outside and you interview voters, has he penetrated the average person's perception yet in America?
Well, the polling suggests that the one thing a lot of Americans know about him is that he is a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things he's been able to use to counter this notion that he's just a son of privilege and the like, that he has not only had an experience that a lot of people in that generation chose not to have during Vietnam, but he's also surrounded himself with his veterans. One of his most effective ads ended with a veteran saying, "And John Kerry is a good American." And I think that sent a powerful message on his behalf. Beyond that, Republicans have certainly heard this liberal talk. I'm just not sure. That seems so 16 years ago. I'm not sure that the liberal attack works the same way today as it might have for George Bush's father.
You agree with that, David?
Yeah, my instinct right now is that the strongest attack for the Republicans is the flip-flopping.
Flip-flops. Yeah. But isn't this part, now you can say that John Kerry took certain specific positions, but when you watch this, the very same senators over the course of a day yesterday vote on one case for an amendment to a bill that would do certain things about guns and then vote against the same bill, sponsor a bill, and then withdraw support for it. Senators acquire all kinds of strange fingerprints and all kinds
of
strange
legislation. I would think his strongest defense is, hey, it's a complicated world. And I took complicated positions, but that's the way the world is, and we've got this guy on the other side who oversimplifies anything. I think the lesson of John Kerry is he's not beloved. He's not somebody people love, but he is dependable. And he's there all the time, and he doesn't mess up, and he's good for a marathon. And an 8-month campaign of the sort we're going to see is something we've never seen before, full-bore campaigning for 8 months, and you've got to sort of be dependable.
And I think something else needs to be said, which is, for all our talk about John Kerry, when an incumbent is up for re-election, the first and foremost issue on voters' minds is, should we let that incumbent stay in office another 4 years or not? So I think the burden on the Bush campaign is higher than it would be if these guys were both out of office, because Bush really has to discredit Kerry and make it impossible for people who want to fire Bush to vote for Kerry in doing so. And I think Kerry's job is going to be constantly to bring all these questions back to Bush.
E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of The New York Times, thanks to both of you once again.
Thank you very much.